Wake the f*** up. The goals that you want to achieve in your life are your f***ing goals and nobody else's. Hundreds of people give up on their goals on a daily basis. And it's usually because they realized quickly after starting their journeys that they're alone. Nobody's waking them up in the morning. Nobody's pushing them when they start to make excuses. And nobody's patting them on the back when they hit a milestone.
This is you versus you. Get out of bed. We got goals to achieve. And nobody's coming to hold your hand. This is something you all need to understand. If you want to be the best in whatever you do, you got to start acting different than everybody else. The best of everything comes with a f***ing price. It comes from grinding through those late nights. It comes from grinding through those early mornings. It comes from those exhausting days where every f***ing fiber of your body is telling you to give up. I want to remind you that you started this journey for a reason. What are you waiting for?
It's all on you. And the quicker you realize that nobody's going to come and hold your f***ing hand through life, through this journey, the faster you will start to see success.
Truth is, your excuses are bullshit. You just gotta step into your f***ing power. Nobody can make that change for you. It's gotta come from you. But it's time to grind. So keep pushing forward. You owe it to yourself to keep going.
It's time to take responsibility. Understand that you are in control of how you feel every day. So don't get it twisted.
This is the hardest grind you're ever gonna have to do in your life. Step into your power and slay the day.
The King Eric Thomas said it best. Everybody wants to be a beast until it's time to do what beasts do. Guess what? Beasts don't sleep in every day. They understand that they need to sacrifice sleep in order to be successful. Beasts don't binge watch Netflix. When they want to change their life, they utilize that time to take action. Beasts don't blame the past for where they are in the present. They utilize that pain as a f***ing lesson so they can see more success in the future. Embrace self-discipline. Stop trading short-term pleasure for long-term gains. Choose to make decisions that are going to benefit your life every day. Take control of your life so you can separate yourself from the masses. Choose to be the absolute best version of yourself and walk down the path that leads to you achieving your true potential. You got this. Let's go.
The gym isn't a f***ing option. It's just part of my day. Getting up and getting work done, going to work, is not a f***ing option. It's just ingrained in my life. But you're gonna have to flip that switch yourself. You gotta look internally. Nobody can make that change for you. It's gotta come from you. Giving up isn't going to do anything for you. You owe it to yourself to keep going. So keep pushing forward. Don't give up. There's a reason why you started this journey in the first place. I want you to think about that right now. Why did you begin? Why did you take that first step in the first place? You got that thought? Are you thinking about that goal? Now realize that if you give up, you are spitting on that goal. You are actively choosing to give up on the things that you would like to achieve. I understand it's hard, but life is meant to test you. It's supposed to push you to your breaking point. Because diamonds are only formed through immense pressure.
I want you to take a long, hard look at the people you surround yourself with. You can't expect to become a millionaire when you're hanging out with drug addicts. You cannot expect to become the absolute highest level version of yourself if you surround yourself with people that never want to see you do better than them. And this shit's gonna mess with your head, but sometimes this means you need to let go of the people that you think are your closest friends. This means you might have to let go of the people that are the closest family members to you. You might have to let go of your mom, or your dad, or your brothers, or your sisters, or that best friend you've had since first grade. They might not be bad people, but you need to understand that some people just aren't meant to be in your life long term. They're not meant to help you get to the highest level of yourself. If every time you go to better yourself, somebody hits you with a line like, "Why would you want to do that?" You need to find another fucking social circle. You need to make a shift and surround yourself with people that challenge you to grow. You gotta surround yourself with lions. You gotta surround yourself with fucking wolves. With people that are gonna push you to be the absolute best fucking version of yourself. That people are gonna push you to your absolute fucking breaking point. Because you can only grow when you're uncomfortable. I don't know about you, but I would much rather be a unique fucking wolf in a field full of sheep than a sheep blending in with the others.
I'm gonna utilize every minute of every goddamn day to the fullest so I can achieve my goals and live up to my true potential. The only person who's here to help you is the person you see in that mirror. This is the hardest grind you're ever gonna have to do in your life. And it's a continuous thing. You are powerful. You are relentless. You are enough. You just gotta step into your fucking power.
Understand that we have the power to change our lives. Stop putting the power in other people's hands by blaming them for your current situation. Take that back. Choose to shift the trajectory of your life so you can live up to your true potential.
Get out of bed. We got goals to achieve, and nobody's coming to hold your hand.
I want to be remembered forever, and in order for that to happen, I realized I need to act like it. Because being an average human being, being a sheep like the rest, isn't gonna get me there.
Put your goddamn head down and take charge of your fucking life.